It is a joy to be back here tonight. And I appreciate everybody being here. My Father, in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you, dear God, to help us. We realize, God, that we are a needy people. And we realize, God, that you're the God that meets all of our needs. I want to thank you for this privilege that we have of still being able to meet and to sing and to preach the Word of God. Thank you. I pray now, dear Lord, that you'd touch our hearts tonight. Move us closer to our God. Make it easy to preach. And we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you for all that you do, for we ask it in Christ's name, for his sake I pray. Amen and amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, the Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I'm interested in this phrase, "But thanks be to God." I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes tonight. I've got so much to thank Him for. You may be seated. I've got so much to thank my God for. And we all have that tonight. And sometimes we think, well, I'll have to wait for God to do something else to thank Him. No. We're way behind Him. Oh, He's way ahead of us. Oh, He's way ahead of us in His doing and His blessing. So we've got so much to thank Him for. So here we see Paul in his decision of thanks. He said, "But thanks be to God." Big B. Not thanks be to you. Not thanks be to me. But thanks be to God. So it's the God that he said, I have decided my decision. He said, from now on, I don't have to make that decision. I've got that decided and I've got that settled. And when we make that decision that all of our thanks is to God, and then from then on, you can just praise Him and thank Him. If He don't never do nothing else, if He never comes by where you are again, never says anything else to you, thank God, thanks be to God for what He's already done. He said, "My decision is made." So you might as well make your decision. And He just said, "But thanks." Then the direction of His thanks. Was to God. Thanks be to God. He said, "Oh, my direction," said, "I know the direction that I send my thanks, thank God. It's to the God, the only God." And then His delight of thanks, He said, "It's because of the victory." He's made His decision. He's got His direction right. And now He's delighted. You can delight in that we have victory in Jesus. Three things. I'm through. Thanks be unto God. Number one, because the story is real. Now, the story is still real. You see, they've changed the songs. Brother Doug, they've changed the scriptures. And they've changed the services. But the story is still the same. The story is still real. Now watch your Bible. Verse number 1 through verse number 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, which also ye are saved. Now see, that's a good Bible word. Yeah, yes, the word saved is a good Bible word. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That's a good Bible word too. Yeah, script, and that He was buried, that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The story is real. The story is still the same. It hadn't changed. No. But you say, well, what about this story? Well, stones couldn't hold him. And they found the stone rolled from the sepulcher. Yeah, the stones couldn't hold him. You see, they took the Rock of Ages and rocked him in. They put a rock over him, and a rock on the side of him, and a rock in front of him, and the Rock of Ages walked out of the rock. You can't rock a rock in. A rock will walk out. The rock will walk out of a rock. So the stones couldn't hold him. And Satan couldn't handle him. Revelation 1 and 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Satan couldn't handle him. He thought he could, but he couldn't. Boy, I'm glad I'm running with the one tonight that's got the keys. Yeah, he took the keys away from the devil. The devil don't even have the keys to his own house. So I'm glad, thank God. I'm glad he said, I'm he that liveth. So we've got a living God. And so Satan could not handle him. But then the saints couldn't hide him. Yeah, the saints, they couldn't hide him because so many of them saw him. Now watch your Bible. Verse number 5. And it was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, unto the present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. Why? The saints. Oh no, they couldn't hide him. And everywhere they saw him, they had to tell it. Yeah. So that's the way he is now. He's still, we can't hide him now. Because he's too big, he'll break out. So the story is real. Now, watch this now. Watch your Bible. Watch verse number 25. Now the story real, but the Savior is reigning. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. He must reign. Why? He is conquering our foes. He said He would. He is conquering our foes. Deuteronomy 28:7, the Bible says, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before they fail. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." So this thing is not really as bad as it looks. He's conquering our foes. They just don't know it yet. They coming in one way. But when He gets through with them, they're going out seven ways. They're going to be asked and said, "Where do you want a door?" Why? Because we still got so much to thank Him for. He's still reigning. See, He's still God. And He's still reigning. Everybody's all confused on this thing. Well, since so-and-so started running things, since such-and-such took over, we're in a mess. Oh, no. Ain't nobody took over. Ain't nobody running nothing. Still the same one is running everything just like He's always. Yeah, just hang around. He's conquering our foes. But He's controlling our future. Boy, I'm glad somebody's in control of it. For He must reign. He'll put all enemies under His feet. He's controlling our future. Now, He has completed our fortress. In my Father's house are many mansions. It were not so He had told me. He said, "I go prepare a place for you." You see, that's already completed. Yeah. He's completed our fortress. You got to have all your letters and stuff to match, you know. Anyway, you know, there's a lot of people that, let me say it this way. Some people know everything. There's a lot of people that don't know nothing. But I know some people that knows everything. If you want to know, just ask them. And sometimes you don't want to know and don't have to ask them, and they tell you anyhow. I've preached for all kinds. Yeah, I have. I was preaching for a preacher one time. And Brother David had been real sick. I mean, they thought he wasn't going to live. But he did. That's what I said. Now, this is the way he explained it to me. I said, "Well, I heard you've been real sick." But he said, "I know now why I didn't die." I said, "Oh, you do?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's good." He said, "The only reason I didn't die," said, "God wasn't finished with my mansion." I said, "Okay. All right." He said, "That's the only reason I'm still here. God wasn't finished with my mansion." So I'm thinking, poor old God's behind on His work. We down here praising Him for what He's done. He ain't even through with it yet. I said, poor God. Behind on His work. And then Brother Doug, I said, oh dear God. And I said, now he's surprised. I said, more saints has died than he was expecting. And he ain't got nowhere to put them. I said, now all these that's died lately is up there in tents. Does that make as much sense as what he said? Or what? Huh? And then that's when me and my boys started our club. I have met my idiot for the day. Y'all want to join? The other day, Chris called me, the youngest boy. He was in his 18-wheeler somewhere. He said, what you doing? I said, nothing. I said, what? He said, well, I just wanted to tell you that I've already met my idiot for the day. Whew. I said, well, good. I said, what's she driving, a Blue Falcon? He said, no, it's kind of a dark color, but she's got blue hair. The only reason he didn't die, God didn't have nowhere to put him. Yeah, God. That's reading the funeral homes ain't got nothing to do. Oh, God. When we check out, we ain't checking into a tent. Oh, no. No, no. I got so much to praise Him for. The story's real. The Savior's reigning. Let me give you this under. The sting is removed. The sting is removed. Now watch your Bible. Verse number 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory for our Lord Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not vain in the Lord. Sting is removed. Death can't have us. No, death can't have us. And I'm proud for that. Now, death may come pick us up. Because death had Lazarus. Yeah. Till Jesus got there. So death can't have us. And death can't harm us. Mm-mm. Got no sting to it. The sting has been removed. Well, there's something about the grace of God. Thank God for God's mercy and grace. I read something the other day. And I've been trying to remember, but that's a waste of time. And who I read it after. And he said mercy was just young grace growing. How about that, Brother Doug? I think you'd like that. If I can find out who said it, I'll tell you. And I got to think about it. I said, well, thank God. Ain't that good? Yes, That's wonderful. Why? But death can't have us and death can't harm us. But verse number 57, death can't hinder us. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to His name. We've got so much to thank Him for. God help us to never take our God for granted on what our God has already done, much less what He's going to do. I'm so glad that I know a God that's in charge of everything tonight. I don't know what your problem might be. I don't know what your troubles, but everybody's got troubles. But there's a God in glory that knows all about everything that's going on in your life. And we ought to throw our hand up and say, thanks be to God for how good our God is to us. How great our God is. And He is still the same God. And He's not going to be anybody else but God. And hear me. He's not going to let anybody else be God. Got so much to thank Him for. Thank you, Pastor.